Welcome to Bedtime Safari. Imagine you're walking through tall, golden grasses that sway in the warm breeze. The sun rises slowly above the flat horizon, painting the sky with soft colors, pinks, oranges, and light blues. You're in the Serengeti, a vast savanna in the country of Tanzania in East Africa. A wide open land full of life and wonder. Everything feels calm and peaceful. The air smells like dry grass and warm earth. In the distance, you hear the soft call of birds waking up. The savanna is a special kind of ecosystem. It's not quite a desert, and it's not a forest either. It's something in between. There are plenty of grasses and bushes, and sometimes you see trees, but not too many. These open spaces are perfect for big animals to move around and find food. Some trees, like the umbrella-shaped acacia, grow far apart from each other, giving animals space to walk between them. Some trees drop their leaves during the dry season to save water. As you walk quietly, you see a herd of zebras grazing. Their black and white stripes look beautiful against the golden grass. They munch on the dry blades, staying close together for safety. Not far from them are some tall giraffes nibbling leaves from the tops of trees. Their long necks move slowly, and they take their time. Giraffes can go for days without water. They get most of what they need from the plants they eat. Up above, you spot a vulture gliding through the sky. It barely flaps its wings as it floats on warm air rising from the ground. Vultures are part of the cleanup crew of the savanna. They help by eating things that have died so the land stays healthy and balanced. Nearby, a group of elephants slowly walks past a small waterhole. Their ears flap gently to stay cool. You can hear the soft crunch of their feet on the dry earth and the splash of water as they take turns drinking and spraying themselves. The elephants are some of the most playful animals on the savanna. If you watch closely, you might see the younger ones splashing each other with their trunks or rolling around in the mud like it's a giant slide. Mud baths help keep their skin cool and safe from bug bites. Sometimes the babies chase birds just for fun, their big floppy ears bouncing as they run. The older elephants keep a close eye on them, gently guiding them with their trunks. They move together like a big family because they are one. Elephants remember each other for years and even greet each other with happy trumpet sounds after time apart. Not far away, resting in the shade of a tree, is a pride of lions. They stretch out lazily, paws crossed, eyes half closed. Lions love to nap, sometimes up to 20 hours a day. But even while resting, they're always listening. The cubs, though, aren't ready for a nap. They tumble over each other, pounce on tails, and sneak up on their mothers, who patiently flick them away with a soft swat. The pride is made up of lionesses, their cubs, and usually one or two male lions with big, fluffy manes. When they do get up to move, they walk together like royalty, slow and proud, like they know they're the kings and queens of this wild, golden land. The savanna changes with the seasons. There is a dry season when rain hardly ever falls. During this time, the land can look brown and dusty. Water is harder to find, and some animals must travel far to drink. But then the wet season comes and everything changes. Dark clouds gather and the skies open with heavy rain. The grass turns green again, flowers bloom, and animals have plenty to eat and drink. Many baby animals are born during the wet season when life is easier. As you keep walking, you notice small things too. A dung beetle rolls a ball of dung across the ground. It's hard work, but it's what this little beetle was made to do. Dung beetles help the soil by burying waste. Not far away, a termite mound rises from the ground like a small tower. Termites live inside with their families. They help break down dead plants, turning them into healthy soil. The wind blows gently through the grass, making a soft, rustling sound. You stop for a moment and listen. Everything is alive, even when it seems quiet. A chorus of insects sings in the background. You might hear the chirp of a bird, the bark of a baboon, or the distant roar of a lion. Lions usually rest during the day, hiding in the shade. They are powerful hunters, but they don't chase every animal they see. They pick their moments carefully, often working together as a team. The sky is wide and endless here. There are hardly any buildings or roads, just land stretching as far as you can see. Hills sometimes rise gently in the distance, and a few rocky outcrops stand tall like watchtowers. Some are used by animals to see far across the land. You might spot a cheetah sitting on a rock, scanning the grasslands for signs of movement. Cheetahs are the fastest animals on land, but they only run when they need to. Most of the time, they stay still and quiet, saving their energy. As the day gets warmer, more animals rest in the shade. You find a shady spot yourself and sit down for a moment. The sun is high now and the land seems to slow down. Birds fly less. Even the insects seem quieter. A gentle breeze cools your face and you watch clouds drift lazily across the sky. Everything feels peaceful again, but the savanna is always full of surprises. A warthog trots by, tail up like a flag. A group of meerkats pops their heads out of the ground, looking around carefully. They take turns keeping watch while the others dig for bugs to eat. Meerkats live in big families, and they help each other every day. You also see plants that are strong and smart in their own way. Some have long roots that reach deep underground to find water. Others have thorns to keep animals from eating too much. Everything here has a way of surviving the heat, the dry times, and even hungry animals. As the sun begins to dip low again, the colors change. The sky turns orange and purple. Animals start to wake up again from their midday naps. You hear more calls and see more movement. Night will come soon, and a whole new world will wake up. Owls will fly, and hyenas will begin to hunt. But for now, everything is soft and golden, and you feel calm. You take one last look at the wide, beautiful land before heading back. The African savanna is a place where everything is connected. Every animal, every tree, every insect plays a part. And even though it can be wild and full of life, it's also quiet still and full of peace. We hope you enjoyed this episode from Bedtime Safari. Be sure to tune in next week for a new episode.